Good morning, fellow entrepreneurs and positive, passionate, motivated people, people who are alive, awake, aware, enthusiastic on this Monday, January 9th, 2012. I am awake. I am excited. I am happy to be here. I believe that it is wonderful to be alive today. My name is Paul Hutchings, calling in from Southeast Idaho. This is the Think and Grow Rich call. This is the call we, as committed and devoted entrepreneurs, students of life, students of law, students of the principles that govern our existence and the principles that govern success, these are the calls that we get on every day. So congratulations. If you're on this call, I love you. I appreciate you. I applaud you in your commitment to learn how wealthy people think and learn how to act the way that wealthy people do. That's what we're doing on this call, and I'm so grateful. I was talking to Bill here just before we got on the line, and I was reminded, you know, there's a lot of reasons we should get on this call, but one reason, one very, very simple reason is this. Life can be tough sometimes. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Sometimes we can run into discouragement. Sometimes we can fall off the wagon, so to speak. Sometimes we can forget our direction. Sometimes we can lose faith in our goal. Sometimes we can lose faith in ourselves. Sometimes we can lose faith in what it takes to make it. And just the simple act of getting on this call every morning, I'll tell you what it does for me. When I get off track, it pulls me back. It grounds me. It reminds me, wait a minute, yes, major definite purpose. Yes, I can have faith in where I'm going. I can get to where I'm going. Wait a minute, yes, have faith in yourself, Paul. Have faith in the infinite. Have faith in a plan. Have faith in taking action. Have faith in the fact that you will run into temporary setback. But you know what? If you plow through and you stay on course and you keep getting better, you can do great things in your life. That's what this call is about. So I'm excited to be a part of this call. It's a critical piece of my day, and I hope that it's a critical piece of your day and will continue to be so. So on that note, it is my privilege, my pleasure, my honor to introduce a man who has had a tremendous impact on my life. He's been an inspiration. He's been a fan of mine. He's pushed me forward, and I've in turn been a fan of his, and I'm so grateful that we have this incredible asset on this call, Mr. Bill Hartcraft. Are you there with me, my friend?
Well, Paul, I am here with you, and I must say that if anybody's pushing anybody forward, you're pushing me. but I'm glad that I'm making a little bit of a difference in your life, my friend. I really appreciate it. You know, to just say what Paul just said, in my own words, I was having a very difficult day yesterday. I made a lot of calls, and I just kept running into brick walls, and it was like 20 of them. So I was discouraged last evening and annoyed, and these weren't strangers that I was calling either. These were friends, and so it was just a difficult day yesterday for me. And you know, we're all human. And we all run into difficulties and temporary setbacks and challenges. And I certainly had my fair share yesterday. But you know what? I'll tell you what. Last night I talked with a few people that I surround myself with, my support team, my support structure, and the people that I look up to. And they filled me back with the desire and everything that I know I have within me. And I couldn't wait to get on this call this morning because I love Paul. I really do. I love all of you, and I love all the input that we get from everybody, and it fills me. It gets me fired up. It creates that burning, white-hot desire that I have. And today we're going to talk about organized planning, the crystallization of desire into action. It's Chapter 7 of the Think and Grow Rich book. And it's the sixth step toward riches. And I just want to say that, you know, we all go through difficult challenges. But remember, that was yesterday. Yesterday's gone. Today is our best day ever. Because tomorrow's a thought. It's a promise, but it's also a thought. And hopefully it'll be there. But what we do today, we can take action on today and tomorrow. If you don't do anything today, you lose tomorrow. So remember that. organized planning, the crystallization of desire into action. You have learned that everything man creates or acquires begins in the form of desire. That desire is taken on the first lap of its journey from the abstract to the concrete into the workshop of the imagination, where plans for its transition are created and organized. In Chapter 2, you are instructed to take 6 definite, practical steps as your first move in translating the desire for money into its monetary equivalent. One of these steps is the formation of a definite, practical plan, or plans, through which this transformation may be made. You will now be instructed how to build plans which will be practical. Vis-a-vis, ally yourself with a group of as many people as you may need for the creation and carrying out of your plan, like this call, or plans for the accumulation of money-making use of the mastermind principle described in a later chapter. Before forming your mastermind alliance, decide what advantages and benefits you may offer the individual members of your group in return for their cooperation. No one will work indefinitely without some form of compensation. No intelligent person will either request or expect another to work without adequate compensation, although this may not always be in the form of money. Arrange to meet with the members of your mastermind group at least twice a week and more often if possible, until you have jointly perfected the necessary plan or plans for the accumulation of money. You know, for people that work in our business, 124, I always talk about building a round table of 13 individuals. And so this speaks exactly to that. Maintain perfect harmony between yourself and every member of your mastermind group. If you fail to carry out this instruction to the letter, you may expect to meet with failure. The mastermind principle cannot obtain where perfect harmony does not prevail. Keep in mind these facts. First, you are engaged in an undertaking of major importance to you. To be sure of success, you must have plans which are faultless. Second, you must have the advantage of the experience, education, native ability, and imagination of other minds. This is in harmony with the methods followed by every person who has accumulated a great fortune. No individual has sufficient experience, education, native ability, and knowledge to ensure the accumulation of a great fortune without the cooperation of other people. Every plan you adopt in your endeavor to accumulate wealth should be the joint creation of yourself and every other member of your mastermind group or your roundtable. You may originate your own plans, either in part. Everybody still there? In part, but see that those plans are checked and approved by the members of your mastermind alliance. If the first plan which you adopt does not work successfully, replace it with a new plan. If this new plan fails to work, replace it in turn with still another, and so on, until you find a plan which does work. Right here is the point at which the majority of men meet with failure. Because of their lack of, and what did we talk about? Persistence in creating new plans to take the place of those which fail. The most intelligent man living cannot succeed in accumulating money, nor in any other undertaking without plans which are practical and workable. Just keep this fact in mind, and remember, when your plans fail, that temporary defeat is not permanent failure. It may only mean that your plans have not been sound. Build other plans, Bill. Build other plans. Start all over again. Sorry, I just had to laugh at that because I need to say that to myself. Thomas A. Edison failed 10,000 times before he perfected the incandescent electric light bulb. Wow, I didn't know that. That is, he met with temporary defeat 10,000 times before his efforts were crowned with success. Temporary defeat should mean only one thing: the certain knowledge that there is something wrong with your plan. Millions of men go through life in misery and poverty because they lack a sound plan through which to accumulate a fortune. Boy, Paul and I could talk on this for hours. Henry Ford accumulated a fortune, not because of his superior mind, but because he adopted and followed a plan which proved to be sound. 1,000 men could be pointed out, each with a better education than Ford's, yet each of whom lives in poverty because he does not possess the right plan for the accumulation of money. Your achievement can be no greater than your plans are sound. They may seem to be an axiomatic statement, but it is true. Samuel Insull lost his fortune over $100 million. The Insull fortune was built on plans which were sound. The business depression forced Mr. Insull to change his plans, and the change brought temporary defeat because his new plans were not sound. Mr. Insull is now an old man. He may consequently accept failure instead of temporary defeat, but if his experience turns out to be failure, it will be for the reason that he lacks the fire of persistence to rebuild his plans. No man is ever whipped until he quits. No man is ever whipped until he quits in his own mind. That fact will be repeated many times because it's so easy to take the count at the first sign of defeat. We were just talking about wavering, so powerful here. James J. Hill met with temporary defeat when he first endeavored to raise the necessary capital to build a railroad from the east to the west, but he too turned defeat into victory through new plans. Henry Ford met with temporary defeat, not only at the beginning of his automobile career, but after he had gone far toward the top. He created new plans and went marching on to financial victory. We see men and women who have accumulated great fortunes, but we often recognize only their triumph, overlooking the temporary defeats which they had to surmount before arriving. No follower of this philosophy can reasonably expect to accumulate a fortune without experiencing temporary defeat. When defeat comes, accept it as a signal that your plans are not sound. Rebuild those plans and set sail once more toward your coveted goal. If you give up before your goal has been reached, then you are a quitter. A quitter never wins, and a winner never quits. Lift this sentence out. Write it on a piece of paper in letters an inch high, and place it where you will see it every night before you go to sleep and every morning before you go to work. When you begin to select members for your mastermind group, endeavor to select those who do not take defeat seriously. Some people foolishly believe that only money can make money. This is not true. Desire, transmuted into its monetary equivalent through the principles laid down here, is the agency through which money is made. Money of itself is nothing but inert matter. It cannot move, think, or talk, but it can hear when a man who desires it calls it to come. Planning the sale of services. The remainder of this chapter has been given over to a description of ways and means of marketing personal services. The information here conveyed will be of practical help to any person having any form of personal services to market, but it will be of priceless benefit to those who aspire to leadership in their chosen occupations. Intelligent planning is essential for success in any undertaking designed to accumulate riches. Here will be found detailed instructions to those who must begin the accumulation of riches by selling personal services. While you're listening to this call, if you might want to grab a pen and a piece of paper, because I have a list here coming up that you will want to engage in writing some of these things down, jotting some of these things down, just a suggestion. It should be encouraging to know that practically all the great fortunes began in the form of compensation for personal services, or from the sale of ideas. What else, except ideas and personal services, would one not possessed of property have to give in return for riches? Broadly speaking, there are two types of people in the world. One type is known as a leader or leaders, and the other as followers or a follower. Decide at the outset whether you intend to become a leader in your chosen calling or remain a follower. The difference in compensation is huge. The follower cannot reasonably expect the compensation to which a leader is entitled, although many followers make the mistake of expecting such pay. It is no disgrace to be a follower. On the other hand, it is no credit to remain a follower. Most great leaders began in the capacity of followers. They became great leaders because they were intelligent followers. With few exceptions, the man who cannot follow a leader intelligently cannot become an efficient leader. Let me read that again. The man who can follow a leader most efficiently is usually the man or woman who develops into leadership most rapidly. An intelligent follower has many advantages, among them the opportunity to acquire knowledge from his or her leader. Here we go, pen and paper. The major attributes of leadership. The following are important factors of leadership. 1, unwavering courage. You might want to write that down. Unwavering courage. Based upon knowledge of self and one's occupation. No follower wishes to be dominated by a leader who lacks self-confidence and courage. No intelligent follower will be dominated by such a leader very long. That's unwavering courage. 2, self-control. Self-control. The man who cannot control himself can never control others. Self-control sets a mighty example for one's followers, which the more intelligent will emulate. That's self-control. 3, a keen sense of justice. That's keen, K-E-E-N, a keen sense of justice. Without a sense of fairness and justice, no leader can command and retain the respect of his followers. 4, definiteness of decision. That's definiteness of decision. The man who wavers in his decisions shows that he is not sure of himself. He cannot lead others successfully. The man who wavers in his decisions shows that he is not sure of himself. He cannot lead others successfully. Definiteness of plans. 5. The successful leader must plan his work and work his plan. A leader who moves by guesswork without practical, definite plans is comparable to a ship without a rudder. Sooner or later, he will land on the rocks or just float around in circles. That's definiteness of plans, defining purpose. 6, the habit of doing more than paid for. 6, the habit of doing more than paid for. One of the penalties of leadership is the necessity of willingness upon the part of the leader to do more than he requires of his followers. 7, a pleasing personality. No slovenly, careless person can become a successful leader. Leadership calls for respect. Followers will not respect a leader who does not grade high on all of the factors of a pleasing personality. 8, and I call right away to Paul Hutchings for pleasing personality. He's one of the nicest guys I know. 8, sympathy and understanding. The successful leader must be in sympathy with his followers. Moreover, he must understand them and their problems. 8, sympathy and understanding. The successful leader must be in sympathy with his followers. Moreover, he must understand them and their problems. 9, mastery of detail. Successful leadership calls for mastery of details of the leader's position. And 10, willingness to assume full responsibility. Willingness to assume full responsibility. 10, the successful leader must be willing to assume responsibility for the mistakes and the shortcomings of his followers. If he tries to shift his responsibility, he will not remain the leader. If one of his followers makes a mistake and shows himself incompetent, the leader must consider that it's as if who failed. 11, cooperation. The successful leader must understand and apply the principle of cooperative effort and be able to induce his followers to do the same. Leadership calls for power, and power calls for cooperation. There are two forms of leadership. The first and by far the most effective is leadership by consent of and with the sympathy of the followers. The second is leadership by force without the consent and sympathy of the followers. History is filled with evidences that leadership by force cannot endure. The downfall and disappearance of dictators and kings is significant. It means that people will not follow forced leadership indefinitely. The world has just entered a new era of relationship between leaders and followers, which very clearly calls for new leaders and a new brand of leadership in business and industry. Look at what our country is facing right now. Those who belong to the old school of leadership by force must acquire an understanding of the new brand of leadership or be regulated or relegated to the rank and file of the followers. There is no other way out for them. The relationship of employer-employee or of leader and follower in the future will be one of mutual cooperation based upon an equitable division of the profits of business. In the future, the relationship of employer and employee will be more like a partnership than it has been in the past. Napoleon Kaiser Wilhelm of Germany, the Tsar of Russia, and the King of Spain were examples of leadership by force. Their leadership passed without much difficulty. One might point to the prototypes of these ex-leaders among the business, financial, and labor leaders of America who have been dethroned or slated to go. Leadership by consent of the followers is the only brand which can endure. Men may follow the forced leadership temporarily, but they will not do so willingly. The new brand of leadership will embrace the 11 factors of leadership described in this chapter, as well as some other factors. The man who makes these the basis of his leadership will find abundant opportunity to lead in any walk of life. The Depression was prolonged largely because the world lacked leadership of the new brand. At the end of the Depression, the demand for leaders who are competent to apply the new methods of leadership has greatly exceeded the supply. Some of the old type of leaders will reform and adapt themselves to the new brand of leadership. But generally speaking, the world will have to look for new timber for its leadership. This necessity may be your opportunity. Wow, that's a mouthful, and that really gave out a lot of information today, and I apologize if I overloaded you with information, but I must go back to the beginning of this because it's kind of where we started, and all I can say is that no man is ever whipped until he quits in his own mind. And so often, when we're working 100% of ourselves, 100% for ourselves in our own home-based businesses, so often without the structure and without other people, misery loves company, without other people to work with and complain to about your day and for them to complain back and then figure out how to get through it. And then have somebody else tell you, okay, now you need to do this after doing that. There's no structure. So all you have is yourself and the team you surround yourself with. And this chapter talks about surrounding yourself with a mastermind group. Well, that's similar to a round table, creating 6 people or 7 people or 10 people, whatever your business calls for. In my group, it's 13. I'm putting together a team of 13. And that's imperative to me, and that 13 will be my inner team. And some of it is upline for me, and some of it's in my organization, but that's going to be my team. That's my support group. Paul's a part of it. I've got other people that are with Paul that are in it as well. And that is your support group. That is your team you go to. That is the team that you engage. That is the team that you work with day in and day out. And hopefully it's people that you like. You don't want to work with people that you don't like. So when you create that atmosphere around you, and then you have leaders that create that atmosphere, you will succeed at whatever you're trying to do. It's just an automatic thing because together, team stands for together everyone achieves more. It's a fact of life. And Paul, I'll give it over to you because it kind of went on long today.
Awesome. Paul? Great. Yeah, Bill, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yep.
Very good, very powerful stuff. Just a few things to point out before we open up the lines. You know, we can never say too much the things that, you know, Bill kind of reiterated at the first of this call. A quitter never wins, and a quitter never wins, and a winner never quits. No follower of this philosophy can reasonably expect to accumulate a fortune without experiencing temporary defeat. No man is ever whipped until he quits in his own mind. Temporary defeat should mean only one thing, the certain knowledge that there is something wrong with your plan. And he says also, if the first plan which you adopt does not work successfully, replace it with a new plan. If this new plan fails to work, replace it in turn with still another, and so on until you find the plan which does work. Right here is the point at which the majority of men meet with failure because of their lack of persistence in creating new plans to take the place of those which failed. Ladies and gentlemen, never, ever, 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 ever give up on your dreams. When do you quit? Never. You never quit unless you want to be dubbed a quitter and a failure. As long as you don't quit and as long as you continue to analyze what you're doing and as long as you put yourself with a group of people who are more talented than you, have more skills than you, have more experience with you, and learn from them and move forward, you cannot help but be successful. So this call really, wow, I mean, just incredibly powerful information, and what a different story men and women would have to tell if they would adopt these philosophies, to never quit, to formulate new plans when existing plans fail, so on and so forth. So powerful stuff, and I also did want to add one other thought. You know, as Bill was going through the major attributes of leadership, this is priceless information, you know, the list that Napoleon Hill gave us here. But sometimes we might have the tendency to think, well, gosh, how do we focus on all of these and develop all of these within our psyche, within our personalities? And I want to call everyone back to the book Psycho-Cybernetics. Dr. Maxwell Maltz in that book points out the fact, and this is a psychological truth of how our minds work. We need only focus on the end goal, and what happens is our subconscious mind will automatically supply us with the things necessary to achieve that end goal. And he gives the analogy of, you know, like a heat-seeking missile. The heat-seeking missile or you know, the device that's traveling over countries and oceans to hit a target makes mistakes. And what it does is it goes back and forth. It gets off track. It corrects itself. It gets back on track. And then it gets off track again. It corrects itself. It gets on track. It doesn't know the exact plan of how it's going to get there. It only knows the end goal, and it operates on feedback data. Well, we don't necessarily have to concern ourselves with, well, how do we have unwavering courage? How do we have self-control? How do we have a keen sense of justice? We really maybe be aware of them, put them in our subconscious mind, but focus on the end goal, and it goes back to what we do. If you're on this call, our your very basic commitment to yourself and your future is that on a daily basis, at least once, preferably twice, you will go through your statement of the major definite purpose and self-confidence formula, the major definite purpose being the end goal. You focus on the end goal. To me, that brings great comfort, as I know that if I just focus on the end goal, this automatic success mechanism, as Maxwell Maltz calls it, that I've been equipped with, that Bill's been equipped with, that everyone in this call has been equipped with, will automatically develop within ourselves these 11 attributes and anything else we need to get to that end point. So just a thought that brings great comfort to me, as I realize I don't have to focus on everything that's necessary. Just focus on the end goal and understand some of these laws and principles that we're learning on this call. So great information. Let's end there to open up. Okay, press *6 if you'd like to jump out here and comment on today's call, or if you have any questions, any masterminding, would love to do that now.
Good morning, Paul, and hi, everyone. How's everybody doing this morning? It's 6:30 in the morning here in San Diego.
You're You're awesome.
We love you, Denise. We love you, Denise.
I'm here tomorrow. Yeah. And I'm alive, awake, aware, enthusiastic.
Enthusiastic, yep.
Yeah. You know, everything we talk about, it's been around for thousands and thousands of years. And I just have two things I just wanted to share with everybody, because what we're all doing is nothing that's new. It's just that we have a team of people like Bill was saying, you know, it's together working to achieve more. But, you know, there are benefits that we can get by not doing more. And it's in Proverbs 10:4. It says, lazy people are poor, hard workers get rich. And
right.
also, and in Proverbs 12:11, it says, hard work means prosperity. Only fools idle away in their time. Hard work usually right. yields to the fruit of prosperity and success. And so,
the only thing I would add to that is hard work with a plan. Because I'll tell you what, yesterday my plan failed, everybody. It failed miserably, and I was slighted and upset and discouraged last night. But I talked to my group of support people, and I'm glad yesterday's over, and I'm ready for a new day and a new plan.
And, Bill, you know what? I go through the exact same thing you go through as well with, you know,
yep.
all these the rejections of no, no, no. But then I turn it around. I said, you know what? I'm one step closer to the next yes.
That's right. Same here.
That's how I look at it, because I can't let all that stuff bring me down.
But you know what another bonus is too, Denise? Another bonus is the fact that yesterday is over and today is a new day. And so
Absolutely.
I can put yesterday behind me and, you know, speak to what my mother always says, this too shall pass. And so that's
mm-hmm.
so powerful for me anyway. And
mm-hmm.
I woke up this morning, I was like, yesterday's gone good. Glad it's over with. I'm going to go out and make something happen today. And I will. It's just
mm-hmm.
that simple.
One thing I'll add to this discussion going back between Denise and Bill is the success that we all have in front of us would not be it wouldn't be anywhere near as sweet without those days where you have 20 no's. I mean, you know, sometimes I talked a lot about my 6 years of failure in the industry, and if you ask me, Paul, honestly, what if you could just erase all those and just go right to the success, would you do it? My true honest answer would be no. It would be no,
right.
because where I'm at
right.
now would be nowhere near as sweet had I not gone through what I went through to get to where I'm at. I mean, that's part of the
journey.
It's part of who
mm-hmm.
I am. It's part of my everything that I've learned. So, you know, learn to appreciate, you know, some of these temporary setbacks, because they contribute to the metal of who we are.
They make you stronger for who you are, too. And I'll tell you what, I did it all yesterday on purpose, because I knew I had this call this morning, and I knew that if anything went wrong, this call would pick me back up. Yes.
I was on a call the other day, and the word that sometimes, I don't know about you guys, but words jump out at me. And the one word that it jumped out at me, and it literally hit me hard, was serious actions. And I thought, okay, what is this serious actions? Where do I take this? So I started really thinking about the word serious actions, and it's just being obedient. And it's just being obedient on everything I do every single day, step by step, even though it'll get boring. It's like, okay, I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to do this. But those little baby steps of being obedient to doing our plan every day will get us to the next day, and that all adds up. That's part of the fruit that we're going to gain from all of that.
Absolutely.
Oh, I agree. Awesome.
Thank you, Denise, for those comments. Very, very good stuff. Appreciate you and being up early in California. You and Greg Stadler and Rick Martin got about three of you, I think, on the Pacific.
That's right.
Anyone else want to come out? *6 to unmute your line.
Hey, Paul,
Marcia.
I heard someone right before Marcia. Marcia, we'll have you next. Who is that right before Marcia?
This is Joy.
Hey, Joy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Joy.
I also just wanted to make the comment, too, that it really helps to have this call each morning with like-minded people, because I have failed in the past, and, you know, it's my own fault, but feel like I didn't have any support, and I felt alone, and I felt like it was useless, and I would just quit and quit and quit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this time I decided I am going to go out and find them like-minded people and just know that you are not alone with all those really that's happening to everybody else, and you
Joyfer, we're getting some serious background noise, so if somebody's moving their phone around or whatever, please press star 6 to mute your line. Go ahead, Joy.
Please.
Okay, I was just saying I failed so many times in the past because I was never around like-minded people, so I always thought it was just me, so I
mm-hmm.
always quit. So that's why it's awesome to have this call every morning with the like-minded people to know that you're not out there alone. Everybody's getting those no's. So it gives
yeah.
you that support to get back up. And it's okay to get those no's because you know a lot of other people are getting those no's.
Yep.
So the support, it just helps to be with like-minded people daily.
Yes.
It sure does, Joy. It sure does.
Thank you for that. And I
want to thank you guys for doing this call because I think it's just helping many, many people out there that are feel like they're doing it alone.
Well, it's our pleasure, Joy, and thank you for being an integral part of this group, this movement that we've got going on here. I really believe it is a movement, so appreciate those comments. Marcia, are you there?
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
How are you? Hi, everybody. I just want to add to the conversation about Bill, the setback about yesterday, and if this didn't happen, how you would encourage your team when this happened to them. So when you pass to this, you know, to this challenge, you are equipped to tell them that happened to you, and your experience and what you did, that you can lead them not to do the same thing or change their, you know, their path. So that's
great point. Great.
Well, Marcia, you know, Marcia, that's so true. And you know, I can't keep other people from having temporary setbacks. I just know that. That all we have to do is just change our plan or change our way or change our approach a little bit. But the main goal, the main direction, the main focus, that stays in place. That I believe in 100%, and I'm going for it 100%. No matter what, nothing's going to stop me now because I've completely and 100%ly committed to making a huge difference in people's lives by teaching them how to feel better, look better, and be more productive in life in the business I'm in. That's my mission, and nothing is going to stop me. So yesterday, as difficult as it was, I called some supporters. They built me right back up. Today's a new day. Tomorrow is yesterday. I'm not worried about it. There are a few people on that list that I called yesterday that, believe it or not, I will call back, and probably this week, and say to them, listen, I really want to work with you. I really hope you'll really take a serious look at this and consider this because I really want to work with you. I have a feeling that may work a lot better than what I was doing yesterday. So, I mean, different approach, different new idea, different plan, and I'm going to attack it, baby. And that's just the way you have to go about it. You just have to figure out, okay, you're doing something wrong here, so change it up a little bit and do something different. And it will eventually
work for you. Yeah, and what you did. And what you did about, you know, trying to call your support team, that's exactly what the majority of people don't do, unfortunately.
Right.
They get discouraged and they just quit without telling, you know, the people, the leaders, anything. So you did the right thing.
Well, believe it or not, Marcia, that is huge what you just said. You said a cotton picking mouthful is what I like to say because that's huge. You know, somebody asked me the other day, they said, Bill, you're always so positive, but you live alone. So what happens to you when you run out of gas? What do? I listen to music. I read my positive affirmations. I listen to Joyce Myers on TV. I listen to Joel Osteen. I read books like Think and Grow Rich or The Magic of Thinking Big by David Schwartz. or I'll plug into my old tape player some Les Calvin Brown stuff. And that's how I re-energize myself. And if that doesn't work, if I need immediacy, then I call upline, I call support, I call people that are other leaders, and I get rejuiced by them. And all of us need to have that round table of people that we can call when we're down and out and hurting and discouraged a little bit, and get re-gassed up, get re-energized. Paul?
That's it. Listen, I'm going to close out the call here. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, I'm going to close out the call here. We're about 40 minutes in. It is Monday. It's a marvelous Monday. Let's get out there today. Let's make it a great day. Let's start off the week with the intention to not cower, to not cope, but rather to conquer this day and this week as we move forward in a major, definite way, as we move forward with faith and passion and power. I love each of you. If you do have more, visit us on Facebook. We are Think and Grow Rich. We've got some great comments going on. If you didn't get on today and you wanted to share some things, hop onto the Facebook page. I've noticed the last few days the discussion after this call tends to continue on Facebook, which is awesome. Appreciate everyone. Thanks for everyone's comments. Let's get out there, make it a great day, and we'll see you back tomorrow on the Think and Grow Rich call. Love you guys.
Goodbye, everybody. Have a super day.